Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning intensifies for first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address rally in Bastar district of Chhattisgarh to also address a public meeting at Chandrapur in Maharashtra this evening. Delhi court denies interim bail to BRS leader K. Kavita in connection with the liquor policy scam. Gold price hits all-time high of 71,000 per 10 grams. North America to witness a total solar eclipse today. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings to take on Kolkata Knight Riders in Chennai this evening. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in Bastar district of Chhattisgarh today. Mr. Modi will launch the Lok Sabha election campaign for the BJP in Chhattisgarh by addressing a Vijay Sankalp Shankhnad rally in Amabal village of Bhanpuri area. The Bastar Lok Sabha constituency will go to the polls on the 19th of April in the first phase of general elections. The Prime Minister will also visit Chandrapur in Maharashtra this evening for campaigning for BJP candidates from Chandrapur and Gadchiroli Lok Sabha constituencies. The public meeting at Morwa Airport Ground in Chandrapur will be attended by senior BJP leaders of the state and leaders of Mahayuti Alliance in Maharashtra. Sudhir Mungantivar, who is the State Forest Minister, is the candidate for Chandrapur Lok Sabha constituency, while the sitting MP of Gadchiroli, Ashok Nete, is the candidate for Gadchiroli Lok Sabha constituency. Congress has fielded wife of former MP Balu Dhanorkar, Pratibha Dhanorkar from Chandrapur, while Dr. Namdev Kirsan is contesting the Gadchiroli seat. The Prime Minister will also campaign for the Mahayuti candidate Raju Perve on the 10th of this month in Kanhan area of Ramtek Lok Sabha constituency. Mr. Perve is contesting the Ramtek Lok Sabha seat from Nagpur Rural on a Shiva Sena symbol. Five constituencies in the eastern Vidarbha, which includes Nagpur, Ramtek, Chandrapur, Gadchiroli, Chimur, Bandhara, Gondia, will go to polls on the 19th of this month. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will start campaign in Madhya Pradesh with public meetings in Shivani and Shahdol today. In Assam, campaigning has got momentum for the first phase of polls covering five Lok Sabha seats. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will address rallies tomorrow at Dibrugarh, Lakhimpur and Sonitpur. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma and Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal are also addressing meetings. Congress State President Bhupen Bora, National General Secretary Jitendra Singh and MP Gaurav Gogoi are trying to woo the voters. AAP leader Atishi is to address rallies at Dibrugarh today. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nomination papers for the second phase. Nomination of 65 candidates was found valid in this phase, covering five seats. In Uttarakhand, general elections will be held on all five Lok Sabha seats in the first phase. Gadwal Lok Sabha seat has emerged as the focal point of attention with 13 candidates in the fray. More from our correspondent.
In Gadwal parliamentary constituency, a heated electoral battle ensues as 13 candidates compete for victory. Prominent contenders include Anil Baluni of BJP, Ganesh Godial representing Congress, Dheer Singh from BSP and Ashutosh Negi of Uttarakhand Kranti Dal, among others. Adding to the competition, three independent candidates throw their hats into the ring. With 14 assembly constituents in play, a sizable electoral of 13,69,388 voters holds the key to determining the outcome. Notably, 3,03,081 first-time voters are set to cast their inaugural ballots in the Gadwal Lok Sabha elections. To streamline the voting process, authorities have established 2,357 polling stations across the constituency. Reflecting on past results, the Bharatiya Janata Party clinched victory in 2019 general elections with Teerath Singh Rawat triumphing over Congress Manish Khanduri by an impressive margin of 3,02,669 votes. Sanjeev Sundarial, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Congress today hit out at BJP accusing the ruling party of trying to divide the country on religious lines. Briefing media in New Delhi, Congress spokesperson Supriya Srinathe alleged that the BJP is creating rift between communities in the ongoing election period instead of showing its report card of the 10-year rule. Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh today accused the incumbent BJP government of corruption in the name of electoral bonds. He claimed that companies that donated to BJP were given tax exemptions. Mr. Singh alleged that 33 companies, which despite incurring losses of 1 lakh crore rupees in the last 7 years, donated 450 crore rupees to the BJP. A Delhi court today denied interim bail to BRS leader K. Kavita, who has been arrested by the Enforcement Directorate, ED, in the money laundering case connected with the alleged liquor policy scam. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baveja dismissed the interim bail plea. Kavita moved the court on Thursday, urging the court to give her interim bail for her son's examination, citing his need for her moral and emotional support. The ED opposed the submission, claiming Kavita destroyed evidence and influenced witnesses in the case. Kavita was remanded to judicial custody till the 9th of April on March 26th. She was arrested on March 15th by the ED from her Hyderabad residence. She is presently in judicial custody in Tihar Jail. Senior leader and Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has said that the tenure of the NDA government is phenomenal as it has brought the highest amount of FDI in the past 10 years. Speaking to the media in Chennai at the airport today, he said that schemes implemented during the NDA rule have benefited people from all sections of the society and pegged the economic growth at a higher level.
Look at the development, look at the investment, the highest ever FDI in the last so many years. If you compare the FDI in the last 60 years and the FDI in the last 10 years, you could see how the country is progressing and how the world is believing in the progress and growth of India. The state of Tamil Nadu has been a great focus for Bharatiya Janata Party, whether it is sports, startups or infrastructure. One after another, such investments have been made here. Priority has been given to the state of Tamil Nadu.
He said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has implemented various schemes for the benefit of fishermen. Mr. Thakur also accused the DMK Congress of giving away Kachathivu Island to Sri Lanka and wanted to know the reason behind it. Meanwhile, DMK MP Kanimuri has said that BJP is raising the issue of Kachathivu just for political gains when elections are around. Speaking to reporters at Chennai Airport today, she said that DMK never kept quiet on the issue and the party brought up the issue of Kachathivu many times to the centre. Senior BJP leaders and Union Ministers Anurag Singh Thakur and Dr. L. Murugan jointly inaugurated the Tamil Janam TV in Chennai today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Thakur said there was a need to develop regional language channels in the dissemination of quality news content. He said the channel has a professional background and will provide news content, nationalist ideology and Tamil identity with a focus on spirituality. Speaking at the inauguration, Dr. Murugan said that Tamil Nadu has a rich history of culture, art and traditions. Six BJP MLAs in the Delhi Assembly were marshalled out today from the House for their alleged unruly behaviour. Earlier, when the House met this morning, it was taking up a discussion on the Delhi Jal Board issue. Leader of Opposition Ramveer Singh Bhiduri tried to raise the issue of alleged corruption in the Delhi Jal Board, which the Speaker Ram Nivas Goel didn't allow. BJP MLAs trooped into the well, raising slogans against the AAP government. The Speaker repeatedly asked for order in the House, but the opposition members continued with their protest. Later, the Speaker asked marshals to remove them from the House. The BJP MLAs also held a protest outside the Assembly. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections. Every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Parivartan Chintan, a pioneering tri-service conference aimed at generating new and fresh ideas, initiatives and reforms to propel jointness and integration efforts is being held in New Delhi today. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan is chairing the day-long discussions. It is the first-ever conference of the heads of all tri-services institutions, the Department of Military Affairs, Headquarters, Integrated Defence Staff and the three services. Officers from varied service brackets, through their diverse understanding and experience, will recommend measures to achieve the desired joint and integrated end state with celebrity. Delhi Directorate of Education will begin the online admission process for classes 6 to 9th in government schools for the academic year 2024-25 from today. The online registration forms will be made available on the official website of the department. As per the circular issued by the directorate, students who are presently studying and placed under the National Service Scheme in government and government-aided schools should approach their last attended school for further assistance regarding their transfer and readmission. National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, has issued an advisory warning against copyright infringement of its educational materials. It said that any individual or entity who publishes the content of NCERT textbooks for commercial use without obtaining copyright permission shall be subject to legal proceedings under the Copyright Act. The educational body further urged the public to refrain from using such textbooks or workbooks, cautioning that their content may be factually incorrect. It also advised that if any individual comes across such pirated textbooks or workbooks, they should immediately inform NCERT through email at pd.ncert@nic.in. The seventh round of India-Peru trade agreement negotiations has begun in New Delhi. The meeting aims to strengthen bilateral cooperation to promote trade and investment between the two countries. The Department of Commerce and Industry in a social media post said this initiative is a testament to the country's commitment towards strengthening bilateral ties and fostering economic growth between India and Peru. Gold and silver prices reached an all-time high in today's opening trade. Gold contracts on MCX surged to 71,080 rupees per 10 grams, up by 440 rupees. Meanwhile, silver hits a new peak of 82,064 rupees, up by 1,076 rupees. North America will witness a rare astronomical phenomenon, a total solar eclipse today. Beginning over the Pacific Ocean, this celestial event will traverse Mexico, United States and Canada. As per Indian Standard Time, IST, the total solar eclipse will begin at 9:12 p.m. tonight and will end at 2:22 a.m. early tomorrow morning. However, it will not be visible to sky watchers in India. More from our correspondent.
A solar eclipse is an astronomical phenomenon where the moon passes between the earth and the sun and blocks the sun's light either entirely or partially. When the moon completely covers the sun, it casts a shadow on earth, forming what is called a path of totality. The total darkening of the sky, also known as totality, will be visible across a 185-kilometer stretch between Mexico, the United States and Canada. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Met Department has issued a heat wave warning for districts in northern and central districts of Karnataka. Kalaburgi district recorded the highest of 42.7 degrees Celsius and Bengaluru reported the maximum temperature of 37.2 degrees. Health advisories are issued to the people in districts with high possibilities of sunstroke. They have been advised to remain indoors and consume liquid to prevent dehydration. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Lucknow Super Giants defeated Gujarat Titans by 33 runs in Lucknow, while Mumbai Indians beat Delhi Capitals by 29 runs in Mumbai yesterday. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak Tonight at 9:30, we will bring an insightful discussion on pension options available for general public. Aam Aadmi Ke Liye Uplabdh Pension Vikalp, with Balwan Jain and Sharad Kohli, personal finance experts. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guests about various pension options for the masses and how to avail them. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning intensifies for first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address rally in Bastar district of Chhattisgarh, to also address a public meeting at Chandrapur in Maharashtra this evening. Delhi court denies interim bail to BRS leader K. Kavita in connection with liquor policy scam. Gold price hits all-time high of 71,000 per 10 grams. North America to witness a total solar eclipse today. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings to take on Kolkata Knight Riders in Chennai this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.